36 degrees and partly cloudy. I'm Kevin O'Neill, and this is Tuesday morning. It's December 9. Normally, at this time, we come on after the first song and sort of make a funny, a favorite thing type thing. But this morning, it seems kind of strange to come on and do that when we know what happened overnight. If you don't know what happened overnight, around 2 o'clock this morning, I guess it was, 1:30, 2 o'clock, John Lennon was shot to death in New York City. So it just seems sort of strange to come on and start making funnies when something like that happened overnight. Now, throughout the morning, of course, we're not going to just sit and talk about it time after time and just continuously, because we will do a regular show. We have the traffic, the weather, a lot of other things to take care of. But for the first time coming on, just after 6, I really couldn't see making a joke about anything, because it has hit everyone pretty hard during the last couple of hours. I found out about 4 o'clock this morning, and we've been running around here like crazy for the last hour digging up Beatles songs, John Lennon interviews for the news, and all kinds of things to keep you informed on what's going on. The news again, John Lennon was shot to death about 1:30 early this morning in New York City. So we will do the regular type of show. We'll have news of the future coming up. We will have the mystery person contest, things like that. But for the first time here, I just couldn't see coming on and making jokes when something that tragic happened overnight. John Lennon is dead at the age of 40. So we, throughout the morning, will be saluting the Beatles and playing some of their hits and playing some of John Lennon's songs. Of course, on Larry Webb's news, a lot of interviews. And in fact, the RKO Network, with which we are affiliated, did an interview yesterday, I believe. So hopefully we'll be having some excerpts from that throughout the morning. 6 minutes after 6, no accidents, no tie-ups reported on Detroit area freeways or major surface streets. Our temperature once again is 36. It's partly cloudy.
It's coming.
FM 93 WDRQ, 11 past 6, that's Blondie, the tide is high. I'm Kevin O'Neill, 34 degrees, and partly cloudy at WDRQ. We're expecting a high of 35 later on today with scattered snow flurries. John Lennon dead at the age of 40, shot to death in New York City last night about 1:30 in the morning. I'd like to thank Tim Christian, who was doing the overnight show for Kim Carson this morning. Tim Christian, Chief Engineer Jim Franklin, Bill Garcia, a whole bunch of people got in here real early to try to put together some Beatles songs for you this morning and some great interviews you'll be hearing on the newscast with Larry Webb this morning. Probably no better way to pay tribute to anybody who's passed away than by playing some of the music that made them famous over the years. And one of the songs that I think is, well, if we can get this going, we will. There we go. From the motion picture Help, another John Lennon, Paul McCartney composition. This is The Night Before from WDRQ, 12 minutes after 6 o'clock.
It's the night, like the night before.
FM 93 WDRQ, I'm sure throughout the day people will start putting together their lists of all-time favorite Beatles songs. That's one of my favorite John Lennon, Paul McCartney compositions, and that's from the movie Help, back around 1965. And the song is The Night Before. Kevin O'Neill at 6:14 on WDRQ, 34 degrees and partly cloudy. The news overnight, of course, John Lennon dead at the age of 40, cut down by gunshots by some wacko. I hate to use that expression, but that's the only way you can describe someone who would do such a thing. In New York City, around 1:30 this morning, John Lennon shot dead. So stay tuned to WDRQ. We got special interviews and Beatles songs. And later on this morning, we'll share your thoughts at 298-6093. That's coming up on FM 93, WDRQ.
Oh, wow. Everyone, and you can't beat the price on Kirshner and Epic Records and Tapes.
That's available at Bad Records. 16 past 6, scattered snow flurries today. High 35, rain mixed with snow and cold tonight. Overnight low around 15, partly cloudy, cold tomorrow. High 28, 34 right now with Earth, Wind, and Fire. This is you, WDRQ.
Nice Levi's denim jeans in popular styles are now just $13.95.
Okie dokie.
Great gift ideas for under $15. When America gets into sweats, it gets into the Gap.
Get that good up here.
Fall into the Gap.
That's right, the Gap has guys Levi's flare denim jeans for just $13.95. Hurry, though, because the sale ends today. Fall into one of the 16 Detroit area Gap locations, including the newest Gap store in Wonderland Mall in Livonia.
In sports, sudden death.
FM 93 WDRQ, early John Lennon and Paul McCartney, In fact, one of the big early two-sided hits for the Beatles, Please Please Me on one side, From Me to You on the other, song you just heard. 629 and Cabin O'Neill, 34 degrees, partly cloudy. Barry Manilow from WDRQ. FM 93 WDRQ. Four in a row now for the Michigan Wolverines. They beat the University of Akron last night, 98-69. What you call sort of a lopsided victory, I guess. Scattered snow flurries today with a high of 35 ahead. Rain mixed with snow. Cold overnight, low 15. Partly cloudy and cold tomorrow with a high of 28. Currently 34 degrees at WDRQ. In the NFL last night, overtime for the Dolphins and the Patriots. Dolphins ended up on top by the ever-important field goal in sudden death overtime. Final score 16-13. Miami took it.
I let up on the radio, and you seem like a friend to me.
FM 93 WDRQ, pilot of the airwaves from Charlie Dore at 6:37 with Kevin O'Neill, 34. And partly cloudy this morning. It will be getting colder as the day goes on. A high today only near 35. We're practically there right now. The snow flurry should start early this afternoon. Rain mixed with snow. Cold tonight with a low down to 15 degrees.
Season's greetings from gift stores.
Find your Value Right Christmas gift store in Detroit at 8740 East 7 Mile Road, in Wyandotte at 1753 Ford Avenue, and Ypsilanti at 313 E-Course Road.
Mr. Lee, see your Dodge or Chrysler Plymouth dealer and get $325 to $1,000 in cash direct from Chrysler. See your dealer for details.
Chrysler can't lower the interest rate, but we can help you handle it. Now is the time to buy a new car and get a check from Chrysler to boot.
6:39 at WDRQ with Kevin O'Neill. John Lennon dead at the age of 40. Shot to death in New York City last night around 11 o'clock. That's right, John Lennon. If you're just getting up, getting out of bed, the bad news will hit you right away this morning. John Lennon is dead at the age of 40. You have some thoughts on that?
I find that's a real tragedy that he is dead. But I think the bigger tragedy is all the attention it's going to attract through the media.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they should let him be dead in peace.
He's a real nowhere man.
FM 93 WDRQ, a song that proved that the Beatles could do not only rock and roll back in the mid-60s, but also country music, because on the flip side of that song, Nowhere Man, they did a thing called What Goes On. Of course, another two-sided hit for the Beatles, another John Lennon, Paul McCartney composition. John Lennon dead this morning at the age of 40. 6:42 at WDRQ. 34 degrees with Kevin O'Neill, Neil Diamond right now, from The Jazz Singer, a movie that you may be seeing with us. Premieres Thursday night, December 18. We're going to give you a chance to win tickets. Keep listening for details on WDRQ. FM 93 WDRQ, Neil Diamond at 6:46. That's 14 before 7. I'm Kevin O'Neill. Our temperature is 34. It's partly cloudy. No traffic problems to report. And coming up on the 6:50 report with Larry Webb, a special report on the death of John Lennon. John Lennon shot to death in New York City last night around 11 o'clock. Coming up on WDRQ. FM 93 WDRQ Detroit. It's 7 o'clock with Kevin O'Neill on the official Jazz Singer Premier Station. FM 93 WDRQ, Little Genie from Elton John. 7:04 with Kevin O'Neill. It's cloudy and 34 degrees. Scattered snow flurries ahead today with a high of 35. Rain mixed with snow. Cold tonight. Overnight low of 15. Cloudy and cold tomorrow with a high of 28 degrees. Guess what road is closed? Edward Hines Drive. That's right. When somebody spits on that road, it starts flooding. It's closed between Ann Arbor Trail and Inkster due to some flooding this morning. That's Hines Drive closed between Ann Arbor Trail and Inkster due to flooding this morning. Also, southbound Outer Drive at Ann Arbor Trail Road, the right lane is partially blocked because a truck has hit a telephone pole. U of M made it 4 in a row last night. The Wolverines beat the University of Akron 98-69. Monday Night Football, Miami over New England. Sudden death overtime, final score, Miami 16, New England 13.
Perfectly. So whether you mix and match, expand or upgrade, your Marantz system is still tailor-made and good for your system.
Hear the 1980 Marantz Stereo components today at Stereo City. Coming up in just 30 seconds, it's the always informational yet sometimes controversial FM 93 WDRQ News of the Future.
$8, or her new stretch denim five-pocket jeans priced at $48. An example of how status dressing is adapting to fit your life. Shop Winkleman's and find all you want for Christmas.
It's 7:07 and time now for FM 93's News of the Future. An in-depth look at headlines the way they'll appear a couple, two, three, four, 5 years from now. On this December 9, 1980, let's check the headlines on this date 32 years from today, December 9, 2012. Here's the news. It's been a long wait for the fans, but lead singer Jimmy Page of the rock group Led Zeppelin has finally announced that the group will continue to perform. The 66-year-old Page, who for the past 5 years has done little with the exception of his endorsements for Porcelana, said he's excited about the decision, and since Page is the only surviving member of the original group, there will be new faces on stage, according to Led Zeppelin managers Ricky Schroeder and Scott Baio. Zeppelin fans will get a chance to see and hear the group on January 12th at the Thomas Hearns Arena. Tickets for that postponed 1995 concert will be honored at that time. A special noontime rally will be held today at Hart Plaza, marking the 10th anniversary of Congress's abolition of Christmas. You'll recall that because of increased opposition from the ACLU, Christmas was declared unconstitutional on this date in 1992, ending a holiday tradition enjoyed for many years by many people. Today's guest speaker will be New York Governor Madeline Murray O'Hare, who will lead the crowd in choruses of Away With Your Manger, Wreck the Halls, and her personal favorite, The Last Noel. Chrysler Chairman Lee Iacocca yesterday urged new car buyers to continue to buy American. Iacocca said that things are looking better all the time for the once floundering corporation. This, of course, may be in part due to Chrysler's unique advertising campaign begun in 1997, where new car buyers are urged to buy American not only on TV by Frank Sinatra, but by a personal visit from Sinatra's bodyguards. And finally, the state of California filed for secession from the United States today, citing irreconcilable differences as the reason for the break. This has been FM 93's News of the Future, an in-depth look at headlines the way they'll appear on this date, 32 years from today, December 9, 2012. Opinions expressed on News of the Future do not necessarily reflect those of Intelligent People or WDRQ. FM 93 WDRQ, 12 past 7, with Kevin O'Neill. Coming up on the 720 Larry Webb Report, of course, a detailed account of the death of John Lennon, who was shot to death in New York City last night around 11 o'clock, 11:30. We'll have that coming up at around 7:20. We are taking your phone calls as quickly as we can. We're trying to get on the Beatles songs that you do want to hear. So you have to be patient, though, okay, because we can't play every single one that everybody wants to hear. But we can play some, and we can play one that was... so many of the Beatles songs were flip sides and hits for both sides of the record, including this one. The big hit song was Twist and Shout, but the other side was just as big. Some Lennon-McCartney music right now from WDRQ. FM 93 WDRQ, John Lennon, Paul McCartney music from the mid-1960s, the Beatles at 7:15, John Lennon dead at the age of 40. Details coming up on Larry Webb News in about 4 minutes from right now. FM 93 WDRQ, scattered snow flurries today, a high of 35, rain mixed with snow, a little bit colder tonight, an overnight low of 15. 34 right now, the Babies, and a turn and walk away from WDRQ.
Fox jacket, maybe.
No. Give someone you love a cozy bit of brighter pastel color, like crew neck or zip-up hooded sweatshirts or sweatpants, priced from $7.20 to $11.20.
How about fake fur?
Hey, don't forget to give Levi's for Less. Guys, Levi's denim jeans in popular styles are just $13.95.
Some cheap earmuffs?
Fall in for some great gift ideas under $15. When America gets into sweats, it gets into the Gap.
That's right, the Gap has Guys Levi's flare denim jeans for just $13.95. Hurry, though, because the sale ends today. Fall into one of the 16 Detroit area Gap locations, including Northland, Eastland, and Westland centers.
Sudden death.
FM 93 WDRQ. He apologized for that one. I don't know what the hell is wrong with that. Jesus Christ, if there's one day you want these things to work, you know. 727, our phone lines are open for you, 298-6093. And if you care to call in, have any comment about what happened overnight with John Lennon's being shot, you feel free to do so. Don Phillips is standing by to take your calls at 298-6093. So just for a while, we can kind of maybe, you know, ease off on requests for AC/DC and sort of let people get through who had something to do with either maybe the concert at Olympia when they came, when the Beatles came, if you were there or something like that. You give us a call at 298-6093 because Don is preparing to take your phone calls right now, okay? And in the meantime, we'll... We'll shut the mic off and swear profusely at turntable number two while we hear from Olivia and Cliff. 728. This is Suddenly from WDRQ. FM 93 WDRQ 732 with Kevin O'Neill. The U of M made it 4 in a row last night. Wolverines beat the University of Akron 98-69. Looking pretty good so far this year for U of M. Miami over New England. Sudden death overtime is what did it last night. Final score, the Dolphins over New England 16-13.
It was a night before Christmas.
This Christmas, Kodak has a gift for gift givers. Depending on the model, you can get up to $10 back when you buy a Kodak instant camera. See your photo dealer for details.
Rocky Burnett from FM 93 WDRQ. If you do have any comments on the death of John Lennon last night, our phone lines are open at 298-6093. We'd love to hear from you if you do have something to say. Don Phillips is standing by the phones right now, 298-6093 at WDRQ. WDRQ, Rocky Burnett, 736, 24 before 8 o'clock with 34 degrees. Scattered snow flurries today. High of 35, rain mixed with snow, and cold tonight, overnight low of 15 degrees. We have problems like you wouldn't believe on the freeways this morning. Eastbound Ford Road, two blocks west of Oakman. Center lane is blocked because of a stalled car. The warning flashers are going on the car, however. Southbound Grosbeck Highway, just north of 8 Mile. Left lane is blocked because of a stalled car. Westbound Ford Freeway, just a little bit east of Connor. The left lane is partially blocked because of a stalled Oldsmobile there. No four-way flashers are going on the car either, so be especially careful. Also, Edward Hines Drive, of course, is closed. That's not funny to say that, but it just seems that whenever it gets a little wet outside, when there's a forecast of thundershowers, then Hines Drive just kind of floods. Edward Hines Drive is closed between Ann Arbor Trail Road and Inkster due to flooding this morning. It's 737.
People, so this Christmas, choose a gift to reflect the very special way you feel. From Lakeside.
There's a festive selection of very special gifts this Christmas at Crowley's, Hudson's, JCPenney, Lord & Taylor, Sears, and over 150 specialty stores at Lakeside, M59 in Sterling Heights.
Post time, 8 p.m. And don't forget, make your holiday party plans by calling Northfield Downs now.
738, Leo Sayer from WDRQ. FM 93 WDRQ 742 with Kevin O'Neill. John Lennon dead at the age of 40, shot to death in New York City last night. And around 11 o'clock, Larry Webb will have full details coming up on the 750 report right here at WDRQ. Once again, at the age of 40, John Lennon is dead this morning, cut down by some wacko's bullets in New York City last night around 11 o'clock. Details coming up on WDRQ.
But tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun.
FM 93 WDRQ 744 with Kevin O'Neill, 16 in front of 8 o'clock. And we have coming up for you a mystery person contest. Just after 8 o'clock, your chance to win the electronic game Merlin, if you know this morning's mystery person from WDRQ. This is Queen. Yeah! WDRQ is 747. If you're in your car anywhere right now, even if it's in the driveway or the garage, run right out and flash your headlights. Would you do me that quick favor this morning? Thank you. Just reach down, flash your headlights real quick. That way people in the oncoming lanes know that you're listening to this radio show and not some other show where the guy's acting really silly and going things like, well, my, oh, my, yes, indeedy, doody, daddy, what have we here?
This is the best you can find.
Tech Hi-Fi's Best is on sale this week, including a deluxe Iowa AM-FM portable stereo cassette recorder for only $169, only at Tech Hi-Fi. Sudden. FM 93 WDRQ Detroit, it's 7:59 with Kevin O'Neill on the official Jazz Singer Premier Station. FM 93 WDRQ Stones. Coming to your emotional rescue at 8:03 with Kevin O'Neill. Our mystery person contest is coming up in 60 seconds. 34 and cloudy right now. Players Lounge and WDRQ are again teaming up to find the best built man in Detroit. Rounds 1 and 2 are the thing of the past, but round 3 is coming up next Monday, so you can join me this coming Monday night as I continue the search at Players Lounge. Now, to enter, come on down to Players any night after 8, fill out an entry form, then come back to Players Monday night, and you're in the contest. Gals, you are the judge, so you come on in and cast your vote for the best-built man in Detroit at Players Lounge in Garden City. Every Monday, 4 semifinalists are selected, and then the final contest is Monday, December 29, when I'll be down there with the cash. $500 to the first-place winner, $300 for second-place, and $100 for third-place, and you pick the winner. None of these guys in tuxedos with hairy chests looking like Rex Reed judging. You are the judge. So join the fun at Players this coming Monday night. WDRQ and Players want to get you out of the cold of winter also and into the warmth of summer. And to do that, some lucky couple will be winning a free trip to Acapulco. That's right. Just make your reservations for Players' New Year's Eve party, and you're automatically eligible to win a trip to Acapulco, Mexico. And coming Tuesday, December 16, Lions Night at Players Lounge. Jimmy Spider-Man Allen, David Hill, Jimmy Hunter, and other team members will be there. So don't miss the party, Lions Night, the Best Built Male Contest. And December 16, it will be Lions Night at Players, Ford and Merriman in Garden City. Always a lot going on at Players Lounge. Good folks down there. 8:05 right now, our Mystery Person Contest. Phone lines are open for you at 298-6093. Listen carefully to the clues. Be the first and second person to correctly identify the mystery person, and you will each win the electronic game Merlin, which is a really great thing to have around the house. I guarantee you start playing with this thing, you won't be able to stop. Good thing for the Christmas time, too. It plays tic-tac-toe with you. It plays musical renditions of various songs for you. It plays blackjack with you. Anything you want, practically. Merlin is the electronic game from Parker Brothers. So you call me at 298-6093 with the name of the mystery person, and Merlin is all yours. Here's this morning's clues. A one-word occupation was made two words by her show. Around our town, there's some who've left this work behind. The group that's rolling sang her name, but sang of her, I don't think so. She may make one who writes the songs come to your mind. Once again, the clues for this morning's mystery person are these. A one-word occupation was made two words by her show. Around our town, there's some who've left this work behind. The group that's rolling sang her name, but sang of her, I don't think so. She may make one who writes the songs come to your mind. Mystery person this morning at 298-6093. We're waiting to hear from you. It's FM 93 WDRQ Corgis. Everybody's got to learn sometime. 8:11 with Kevin O'Neill. Scattered snow flurries today and a high of 35. That warm weather we had is going to be a thing of the past very quickly. Rain mixed with snow, cold tonight, low 15. Cloudy and cold tomorrow. 34 WDRQ. FM 93 WDRQ, Andy Gibb. Time is time at 8:14 with Kevin O'Neill. We do have two winners in our mystery person contest this morning. Not one of your, not a real stickler, but I don't know. There were some things in there that could have been taken both ways. Mystery person this morning is Angie Dickinson. Angie Dickinson is the answer, and here were the clues. A one-word occupation was made two words by her show. That one-word occupation meaning policeman, and two words, policewoman. That was her show, policewoman. Around our town, there's some who've left this work behind, not really by their own choosing, but because they've been laid off. A lot of policemen in Detroit have been laid off. That's what that clue means. The group that's rolling sang her name, but sang of her, I don't think so. That means the Rolling Stones. The song was Angie, but I really don't think that was a tribute to Angie Dickinson. It just doesn't seem like that would be the case. She may make one who writes the songs come to your mind. The songwriter we're looking for was Burt Bacharach, who was just divorced from Angie Dickinson a short time ago. So Angie Dickinson, the mystery person, our two winners for this morning are, let me turn the page, Carol Caracci of Lincoln Park, And Glenn Nelson of Pontiac Township, both guessed Angie, so both win Merlin, the electronic game that'll do practically anything with you, within reason, of course. Merlin, the electronic game from Parker Brothers, your chance to win Merlin comes up tomorrow morning at just after 8 o'clock right here on WDIQ. 8:15 right now, 34 degrees. Larry Webb has full details about the tragic death of John Lennon, which happened last night in New York City around 11:30. He was shot to death by a kook. You know, what can you say about somebody who would do such a thing? John Lennon, dead this morning at the age of 40. Larry Webb, full details coming up right after we hear from John Lennon. Starting over, WDRQ.
I love you.
Well, I think it's, you know, shame because you're just starting over, too.
FM 93 WDIQ. Just a quick comment from you. Just said it was a shame because he was starting over. Title of his latest song, and it's true, too. Just... not that he ever was down and out, but he was starting a new album and more songs, and we're going to hear from him again for sure, and we always will. John Lennon, dead at the age of 40. WDRQ, it's 8:29. You're with Kevin O'Neill, sort of an unusual type show this morning. We're just sort of playing by ear because naturally when something like this happens, you sort of kind of drop what you're doing and take some phone calls and dig out the old Beatle records. And I'd like to thank Don Phillips and some of the people around here that helped me do that this morning. Temperature is 34 at WDRQ. We got, what do we have coming up for you? Something I wanted to mention to you. Well, I'll think of it. It'll come my way, I'm sure of that. In the meantime, Dan Fogelberg, he's got the same old Lang Syne. If you haven't heard this song yet, I think you'll enjoy it. If you have heard it, then you're going to hate it. No, you'll love it. Fogelberg at WDRQ. FM 93 WDRQ 8:35 with Kevin O'Neill. That was Dan Fogelberg. Good song. Same old Lang Syne. Coming up at 8:50. That's about 15 minutes away. A special 7.5 minute story and tribute to John Lennon. So be listening. It's coming up 8:50 this morning right here on WDRQ. FM 93 WDRQ, Jackson Browne, That Girl Could Sing, certainly not a song about Barbie Benton. Okay, 8:39, got some voices coming in the side here. 8:39 and 21 in front of 9 o'clock. We have problems southbound Fisher at Green. All lanes are blocked because of an overturned truck, and we suggest exiting at Livernois and re-entering at Springwells. Wayne County Road Commission reports it'll take about 3 hours before this will be cleared. So if they say three, that means about six. North and southbound Southfield Freeway, the service drive at 7 Mile Road, traffic lights are flashing red and green simultaneously. And Edward Hines, that's kind of a neat trick. Edward Hines Drive is closed between Ann Arbor Trail Road and Inkster. That's due to flooding.
Touch the button.
Expensive ways to enjoy Time Zero photography. Polaroids One Step and Button.
Coming up at 8:50 this morning, a special presentation on the life of John Lennon. Coming up at about 8 minutes from right now on WDIQ. 8:41, this is Air Supply. FM 93 WDRQ, that's Air Supply, Every Woman in the World, 8:44 with Kevin O'Neill, about 6 minutes away from our special presentation on John Lennon. This will include his final interview, the final interview he granted to the RKO Radio Network just yesterday. So you're going to hear what he had to say the day that he passed away. So a final interview with John Lennon coming up from RKO in about 6 minutes. FM 93 WDRQ, they proved so well that songs don't have to be long and over 8 minutes to be fantastic. Under 2 minutes, but terrific music from the Beatles. John Lennon, Paul McCartney composition, Please Please Me, WDRQ. 8:47 with Kevin O'Neill. A number of people have called and suggested that we play this next song and sort of dedicate it to the memory of John Lennon, so we'll do that right now and lead us right up into our special, which will feature the final interview from John Lennon, coming up next on WDRQ.
Thank you.
FM 93 WDRQ Detroit. It's 9:01 with Kevin O'Neill on the official Jazz Singer Premier Station. FM 93 WDRQ, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers and the Refugee, 4 past 9 with Kevin O'Neill, 35 and partly cloudy with scattered snow flurries ahead today, a high of 35, rain mixed with snow and colder tonight, and a low overnight near 15. Cloudy and cold is the outlook for tomorrow, a high near 28 degrees, 34 right now at WDRQ. In basketball last night, it was U of M coming out on top of Akron, 98-64 final score. So that makes four in a row now for the Wolverines. NFL Monday Night Football, 16-13. Final score in sudden death OT, Miami over New England.
$325 to $1,000 in cash.
Great. Well, we can help you handle it. Now is the time to buy a new car and get a check from Chrysler to boot.
FM 93 WDRQ, 907. And Neil Diamond's Love on the Rocks. From the Jazz Singer, we are the Jazz Singer Premier Station, the official one. And you'll have a chance to win tickets to Thursday night's premiere coming up next week. For details, keep it here on WDRQ. FM 93 WDRQ. Neil Diamond from the Jazz Singer. Your chance to win tickets is here at WDRQ. It's 10 past 9. Kevin O'Neill and Hart. Old Aaron Neville tune, redone by Hart, Tell It Like It Is, 9:14 with Kevin O'Neill, 36 and partly cloudy. And we want to thank you for your phone responses this morning. We had a lot of people call in and just sort of talk about what happened overnight. In case you're a late sleeper and an early retirer, I got some bad news for you this morning. John Lennon is dead at the age of 40, shot last night in New York City around 11:30. And people have been calling in all morning. What they say is basically the same, but it's good to hear from different folks, and we do thank you for that.
Well, I'm totally shocked, as probably everyone is. It's pretty hard to believe that he really is dead. I mean, you know, they had the Beatle hoax of 69, and that was far more greater, I think, than this. But the real thing is finally get you.
When I heard it, I thought you guys were just joking around. I didn't know enough about it because I didn't stay up late last night. And I just couldn't believe it. It's terrifying.
She loves you with a love like that. You know you should be glad.
FM 93 WDRQ, early Beatles. In fact, I Want to Hold Your Hand was actually the first big hit song they brought out, but that was right next to it. In fact, they were both in the top five, I believe, at the same time back in the early part of 64. Beatles, She Loves You, another John Lennon, and Paul McCartney composition. John Lennon dead at the age of 40 this morning. Bill Garcia will be playing a full hour of John Lennon's music beginning at noon today, and WDRQ throughout the day will replay parts of John Lennon's last interview recorded yesterday at 3:30 this afternoon, and again tonight at 7:30 with Steve Summers, 3:30 with Jim Ryan, and of course Bill Garcia with a full hour of John Lennon today beginning at noon on WDRQ. North and southbound Southfield Freeway service drive at 7 Mile Road. Traffic lights are flashing red and green at the same time. Sort of a nice trick for the holidays, I guess. Here's Kenny Rogers. FM 93 WDRQ, 9:34. John Lennon dead at the age of 40, shot in New York City last night around 11:30. Bill Garcia will be playing a full hour of John's music at noon, and we will be replaying parts of the last recorded interview at 3:30 today with Jim Ryan and 7:30 with Steve Summers. FM 93 WDRQ, George Benson, Give Me the Night, 9:37 with Kevin O'Neill. We have snow flurries expected today, but less than an inch accumulation by this evening. A high today near 35. Rain possibly mixed with snow again tonight. An overnight low of 15. And cloudy and cold, the outlook for tomorrow, high 28. Again, 35 at WDRQ. And more coming up from John Lennon. Of course, that exclusive interview from the RKO Radio Network. You'll be hearing excerpts from that throughout the day here at WDRQ. 940 at WDRQ. FM 93 WDRQ 943. And the late John Lennon. FM 93 WDRQ. Don't forget the WDRQ has the RKO exclusive interview, the final interview granted by John Lennon before his death. And we will be playing excerpts of that throughout the day. And the interview in entirety, 3:30 and 7:30, here on WDRQ.
Look, best to you this season from Tech Hi-Fi.
Tech Hi-Fi's best is on sale this week, including a pair of AKG 140 lightweight professional headphones for only $49, and it's only at Tech Hi-Fi.
Sign 57. I'm Larry Webb, WDRQ News.
And this is Kevin O'Neill. We'll be back tomorrow morning, a little more back to normal, I would say. And we appreciate you hanging in this morning. And, you know, it wasn't quite a normal show, but we had a lot of things going on, and we appreciate your listening. Bill Garcia is next, and he's got an hour of John Lennon's music at noon today. And don't forget parts of the Lennon, the last interview recorded at 3:30 and 7:30 today, only on WDRQ. So have a good day. We'll get back together tomorrow morning between 6 and 10.
Free WDRQ Detroit. It's 10:01 with Bill Garcia on the official jazz singing premiere station.
FM 93 WDRQ Detroit. It's 6 o'clock with Kevin O'Neill on the official jazz singer premiere station. FM 93 WDRQ, call me from Blondie. It's 30 degrees and cloudy at 6:04. It's Wednesday morning. It's December 10. I'm Kevin O'Neill, and it's good to be here this morning. It always is. No room for any doubt there. In fact, I'd say that getting up at 4 o'clock to come in and do this show again, day after day, would be nothing but my favorite thing in life. Well, actually, my second favorite thing, okay? I think my favorite thing in life is knowing that the 5-year-old twins in the apartment next door to me are getting sets of cymbals for Christmas.
Only Ollie Fretter could have a...
FM 93 WDRQ, the Corgis. Sounds like the name of the family who would live next door to the 8 is Enough people. 10 past 6 with Kevin O'Neill. Scattered snow flurries and little accumulation today. High 30. Cloudy and cold tonight. Low 13. Scattered showers at times mixed with snow tomorrow. High of 32. 29 right now. Doobie Brothers from WDRQ. FM 93 WDRQ, title cut. From the album One Step Closer, those are the Doobie Brothers. It's 6:13. I'm Kevin O'Neill, 29 degrees, and partly cloudy this morning, Wednesday, December 10. Players Lounge at WDRQ still teaming up to look for that best built man in Detroit. Now, two rounds are a thing of the past, but two more rounds are coming up. So join me, Kevin O'Neill, this Monday night, as we continue the search together. Now, to enter, just come on down to Players any night after 8, fill out an entry form, and then come back to Players Monday night, and you're automatically in the contest. Gals, you are the judge. So come in and cast your vote for the best-built man in Detroit. Every Monday, 4 semifinalists are selected for the final contest. That's Monday, December 29. At that time, I'll be awarding $500 to the first-place winner, $300 for the second-place winner, and $100 for third. So join the fun at Players this Monday night. Also, keep in mind that WDRQ and Players want to get you out of the cold of winter and into the warmth of summer. Some lucky couple will be winning a space heater. That's right. No, actually, a free trip to Acapulco. That's right. Make your reservations for Players' New Year's Eve party, and then you're eligible to win that trip to Acapulco. May even throw in a sweater with that. And coming Tuesday, December 16, it's Lions Night at Players Lounge. Meet Jimmy Spider-Man Allen, David Hill, Jimmy Hunter, and other team members of the Detroit Lions. Don't miss the party. It's Lions Night, December 16, and that's all going on at Players, Ford and Merriman in Garden City. You'll meet some interesting people down there. In fact, just last week when I was down there, I had a young lady come up to me and say,
I am Tosana, as we shed in the name of freedom.
Last Flower, more than an historical novel, more than a romance. Last Flower, it's something new from pocketbooks.
Traffic problems this morning so far are sort of like a win for the New Orleans Saints. Completely non-existent. See if we can keep it that way this morning. 15 past 6. And Air Supply, every woman in the world to me, WDRQ. FM 93 WDRQ, I'm Kevin O'Neill, and this is the same old Lang Syne, usually the one by Guy Lombardo that radio stations pull out at midnight on New Year's Eve. Keep it in a vault somewhere right next to Happy Birthday and Anniversary Waltz by Eddie Howard. Dan Fogelberg from WDRQ.
Met my old lover in the
garden. FM 93 WDRQ. That's definitely going to be one of those records you pull out every year at this time. Dan Fogelberg and the same old Lang Syne. 6:33 with Kevin O'Neill at WDRQ. I think most of us are still sort of recovering from the shock we all went through yesterday. Just kind of hit everybody harder, a lot harder, I think, than anybody would have thought at first. Just sort of a strange, strange day. Everybody, you know, people from 8 years old to about 50 were crying, and it's just a strange, strange thing to go through. WDRQ will be presenting from 6 until 9 on Sunday night the interview with the music of John Lennon. That's the exclusive interview recorded by the RKO Network the day before he was shot, and that's only on WDRQ. You can hear that Sunday night between 6 and 9, plus a salute to the man's music, 6 to 9 Sunday night on WDRQ. Plus, if you'd like to send sympathy cards or any sort of note to Yoko Ono, we do have the address of the Dakota Apartments, and we'll give that to you right after we hear Instant Karma from John Lennon, coming up on WDRQ. FM 93 WDRQ, John Lennon's Instant Karma from the spring of 1970, 6:37 with Kevin O'Neill. If you would like to send a note of sympathy or a sympathy card to Yoko, Mrs. Yoko Lennon, then you may do so at this particular address. Mrs. Yoko Lennon, of course, Dakota Apartments, D-A-K-O-T-A, as in North and South Dakota, Dakota Apartments, Central Park West and West 72nd Street. Central Park West and West 72nd Street, New York, New York, 10023. And that address again is Mrs. Yoko Lennon, Dakota Apartments, D-A-K-O-T-A, Central Park West and West 72nd Street. And the city, of course, New York, New York, 10023. I'm sure she'd appreciate that. 6:38 in the NBA last night, the 76ers over the Cavaliers. Everybody can beat the Cavaliers, and the 76ers proved it last night. Well, almost everybody. Boston over Milwaukee. New York beat Washington. Phoenix down Chicago. Los Angeles over Dallas. Atlanta top San Diego. San Antonio beat Utah. It was Portland over Seattle. College basketball last night. 13th ranked Notre Dame beat 6th ranked Indiana. And it was 15th ranked Iowa over Nevada, Reno. Tonight at the Silver Dome, the Atlanta Hawks will be taking on the Pistons.
Protection Plan can help too. Touch with you when your electric bill is overdue to see if you need help. You can help by getting in touch with Detroit Edison.
And help Detroit Edison help you. Keep the power in your hands.
Kevin O'Neill at 6:40, 20 in front of 7 o'clock. No traffic problems to report just yet this morning. This is Neil Diamond, and this, of course, from the Jazz Singer. You will get your chance to win tickets to the premiere of the Jazz Singer coming up a week from tomorrow night. Details on WDRQ. FM 93 WDRQ, Love on the Rocks. That'd make a great title for a Doris Day Rock Hudson movie. And at 6:43 with Kevin O'Neill, scattered flurries today. Light accumulation, a high of 30. Cloudy and cold tonight, low near 13. Same for tomorrow. 29 right now, WDRQ. FM 93 WDRQ, only traffic problem is northbound Southfield Freeway at the Jefferies. Always kind of bad around there anyway. There's sheet metal in the center lane this morning, so be careful on the northbound Southfield Freeway at Jeffrey's, 647 and Christopher Cross from WDRQ.
From Tech Hive, the best to you this season from Tech Hive.
Tech Hi-Fi's best is on sale this week, including a pair of AKG 140 lightweight professional headphones for only $49 and only at Tech Hi-Fi.
Chrysler Corporation.
FM 93 WDRQ Detroit, it's 7 o'clock with Kevin O'Neill on the official Jazz Singer Premier Station. FM 93 WDRQ playing mind games at 7:04 with Kevin O'Neill. Don't forget the John Lennon special comes your way Sunday night from 6 until 9, a tribute to the life and the music, the works of John Lennon that includes the exclusive RKO interview recorded the final day of his life. John Lennon remembered on WDRQ. 4 past 7, 29 degrees and partly cloudy. In a couple of moments, we're heading out into our WDRQ studio audience.
All right, I heard it. I used to
talk like this on Epic Records and Tapes.
It's not supposed to be one of the Bowery Boys, is it? Oh, no, that's a terrible impression if it is. That's available at all Kmart record departments.
Only Ollie Fretter could have a sale like this.
FM 93 WDRQ 11 past 7 with Kevin O'Neill. Scattered flurries are ahead today. Light accumulation, however, high around 30. 29 right now, Dr. Hook.
Good Thursday,
FM 93 WDRQ, Dr. Hook, and the girls can get it anytime they want. If you believe that, you'll also believe that Bieber was killed in Vietnam, that Eddie Haskell is really Alice Cooper, and that the National Enquirer has all the facts. 7:14 with Kevin O'Neill, 29, and partly cloudy this morning. Listen carefully now, and you'll still hear Steve Nelson's voice crack.
Hi, Steve Nelson here from Puff here. Finding a fun, rewarding job is easy. Just call 557-7757. That's 557-7757. For quite some time now, we've told you about our program.
Right there.
You know, it takes just two
Sears at Christmas is the right place, the right time.
Sale ends December 13th. These are the minimum savings nationally. Regular prices vary in some markets.
16 past 7 o'clock. Traffic problems this morning on the Southfield Freeway still northbound at the Jeffries. There's sheet metal in the center lane. Westbound Ford Freeway at the foot of the ramp to northbound Lodge, there's a car blocking the left side of the ramp. Also, a slight problem on the Chrysler this morning, rather the Fisher, I'm sorry, at that point it's the Fisher. Roads change at certain times when you're driving. You'll be driving along some stretch of road, and there'll be the Eddie Rickenback Freeway for the next 500 feet or something. Northbound on the Fisher to northbound Chrysler, there's a car blocking the left lane of the ramp. That's the northbound Fisher to the northbound Chrysler. Drive carefully. 17 past 7. John Lennon from WDRQ. FM 93 WDRQ, Lion Eyes from the Eagles. 7:32 with Kevin O'Neill. Southbound on the Lodge this morning, about a quarter mile north of Bagley. There's a car blocking the left-hand lane. No lights on the car. Eastbound Ford Freeway, a chain debris in the right lane. And northbound Fisher to northbound Chrysler, there's a car blocking the left lane of the ramp. Traffic is backed up for over 1 mile. Also, westbound on the Ford Freeway at the foot of the ramp to the Lodge, there's a car blocking the left side of the ramp. 29 and cloudy at 7:33. Diana Ross from WDRQ.
I can't...
FM 93 WDRQ. Hopefully the Pistons will get a turn at getting into the win column tonight. They host the Atlanta Hawks tonight at the Silverdome. L.A. Kings are in town tomorrow night to take on the Red Wings. 7:37. FM 93 WDRQ. It's 20 in front of 8. 7:40 with Kevin O'Neill. 29 and partly cloudy this morning. We're expecting a high of 30 with scattered snow flurries, but light accumulation. I'm just checking out the photo story page here on the Free Press this morning. Because it's interesting. They have a chimpanzee who does everything on this farm except pay income tax, I think. His name is Sato, and it shows him driving the truck, smoking a pipe, parking a car, fixing fences. Just that's kind of interesting. I always get a kick out of the photo story page. Normally, they have some 83-year-old guy who builds a car that runs on apple cider or something like that. So the chimpanzee thing is certainly worth checking out. Coming up after 8 o'clock this morning, our mystery person contest and your chance to win the electronic game Merlin. FM 93 WDRQ, Leo Sayer, More Than I Can Say, 746, 14 in front of 8 with Kevin O'Neill. Our temperature 29 and cloudy this morning. A high this afternoon of 30 degrees. And if you are on the highways or freeways or any road driving at this time, do me a quick favor, would you please, and reach down and flash your headlights real quick. Would you do that for me? Just flash your headlights a couple. Thank you very much. That way people know that you're listening to this program instead of some other show that has a disc jockey in the morning that comes on saying things like, well, kind of a gloomy day this morning. You know the type I mean? The kind of day you just don't want to do a thing. Kind of day you just hate to see. Makes you feel horrible to be alive. Just a lousy, lousy day. By the way, it's 7:47, everybody, and good morning. Have a great day today.
How can I...
In daily, you'd better rush over to Dimensions. Oops, I shouldn't have said it so loud.
Santa? No, you're a doll. I'm off to Dimensions.
You'll find Dimensions in Westland, Lathrop Village, Livonia, and Madison Heights. FM 93 WDRQ Detroit. It's 7:59 with Kevin O'Neill on the official Jazz Singer Premier Station. FM 93 WDRQ, whatever gets you through the night. John Lennon at 8:02 with Kevin O'Neill, 29 degrees and partly cloudy Sunday night. Right here from 6 until 9, you'll hear the exclusive interview, the one that RKO Radio did the day of John Lennon's death, plus the music of John Lennon only on WDRQ, a special tribute to the man and his music. Sunday night from 6 until 9 on WDRQ. Our mystery person contest is coming up next.
Music, I am a rat. I'll be good for your system.
See the 1980 Marantz stereo components today at Haney's Stereo.
And by calling Northville Downs now.
Play your number.
804 with Kevin O'Neill, clearing the phone lines right now at 298-6093. Give you a chance to win this morning's mystery person contest. What we'll do is take two callers, the first two correct callers, and award you a Merlin, an electronic, I hate to call it a game because it's more like an electronic device. You can do all kinds of things with it, even play It Came Upon a Midnight Clear. If you don't believe me, then listen. Bum, bum. Oh, well, that's you can even play the long version, I guarantee that. That's Merlin, the electronic game from Parker Brothers that plays tic-tac-toe, blackjack, and It Came Upon a Midnight Clear, at least part of it, and a lot of other things you can do with it. So your chance to win Merlin is right now at 298-6093. You'll be the one of the first two correct callers, and you'll win. That's all there is to it. Here are this morning's clues for the mystery person. For the mystery person. Yeah, there we go. From time to time, you'll hear and see him on a TV show. He told us to get set for something big. The Post News Time was the time for him back some years ago. Once in a while, you'll find his missus on a gig. Who's the mystery person? From time to time, you'll hear and see him on a TV show. He's told us to get set for something big. The Post News Time was the time for him back some years ago. Once in a while, you'll find his missus on a gig. 298. 6093 is our telephone number. If you know the mystery person, feel free to give us a call. FM 93 WDRQ with Kevin O'Neill and the mystery person contest at 8:09. We do have one winner, but just like the old television show starring Andrew Duggan, there's always room for one more. That's right. So if you feel like calling, you do that. 298-6093. Still looking for answer number two and winner number two. This is Bruce Springsteen. God, what? FM 93 WDRQ, Bruce Springsteen's Hungry Heart at 13 past 8 o'clock. I'm Kevin O'Neill. I've got two winners in our mystery person contest. We'll let you know who the mystery person is next.
Mr. Lee
are filled with everything that's new, and our courteous salespeople, all skiers, are eager to assist you. Bavarian Village Ski Shops are open evenings till 9.
Got two winners in our mystery person contest. Our person this morning is Steve Allen. Steve Allen is a mystery person. The clues went like this. From time to time, you'll hear and see him on a TV show. In fact, he's doing his own show now for a few weeks. He's told us to get set for something big. That was his theme song of his late-night show. This could be the start of something big. Les Brown, the band of renown, the whole deal. Steve Allen's theme song over the years, and that was the clue for getting set for something big. The post-news time was these time for him back some years ago. Post-news time refers to after the news, of course, and that's after the news, the late-night TV shows, because he was the host of the Tonight Show for quite some time, back a few years ago. Once in a while, you'll find his missus on a gig while he brings his wife along, Jane Meadows, quite frequently. Steve Allen is the mystery person. Josephine Daniels of Allen Park, congratulations. Also, Mandy Kale of Sterling Heights. Glad to have you both along this morning, and congratulations. You win a couple of Merlins, the electronic, can't call it a toy, electronic device from Parker Brothers. The thing that can play blackjack, tic-tac-toe, whatever you like it to do. And it's yours from WDRQ, another mystery person tomorrow morning. Of course, just after 8 o'clock, every morning. From FM 93, WDRQ, 16 after 8. These are the Corgis.
A rich girl, oh, you're a rich, rich girl, yeah.
FM 93, WDRQ, 827 with Kevin O'Neill, 30. And partly cloudy with scattered snow flurries ahead today. Little accumulation, however, and a high of 30. Overnight low of 13 tonight. Pistons will be taking on the Hawks at the Silver Dome tonight. And the Red Wings are idle. But tomorrow night, Los Angeles will be in town to take on the Wings. This is Barry Manilow from WDRQ. FM 93 WDRQ. It's 8:31, and times are always rough for Barry Manilow. No doubt about that. In fact, over the years, he's become sort of an authority on being sad. So when times get rough for you, do what this fellow does. Turn to Barry Manilow, the Prince of Pity.
I
have
so yucky.
FM 93, WDRQ. Little dose of his own medicine there for Barry Manilow, and that's for Barry Manilow from Ray Stevens. I need your help, Barry Manilow from WDRQ. It's 8:35 with Kevin O'Neill.
Jackson's triumph, including their big hit singles, Lovely One and Heartbreak Hotel. Get it on Epic Records and Tapes.
That's available at all 13 Harmony House stores. John R. at I-75, just south of 9 Mile Road in Hazel Park. Also in the Tell 12 Mall in Southfield.
Season your home soon. Winter and Brewing Strength Selector, just $19.99. Value Right Pharmacies, your Christmas gift stores.
Find your Value Right Christmas gift store in South Lyon at 112 East Lake Street. Also in Madison Heights at 290 48 Campbell. And Lake Orion at 320 South Broadway.
All right, some hot vegetables or fresh rolls.
Well, then one thing's for sure.
What's that?
Butter will never claim it tastes like margarine.
True. Sponsored by American Dairy Association.
Sunday night from 6 until 9, the exclusive interview with the music of John Lennon, and it's only right here on FM 93 WDRQ. FM 93 WDRQ, 20 minutes in front of 9 o'clock, that's right, 8:40. On Newfoundland time here for a moment. Air Supply and Every Woman in the World, WDRQ. FM 93 WDRQ at 8:43 with Kevin O'Neill. No major traffic problems to report at this hour. Most of them have been cleared up. Of course, there's always the abandoned cars along the Lodge Freeway. The ones that have been there for a couple years still have Water Wonderland Michigan license plates and have little flower pots sticking out the side windows. Otherwise, though, southbound Chrysler at Davison, a two-truck accident, is blocking the right center lane. Traffic is backed up to around 8 Mile Road, but that's it. FM 93 WDRQ, too busy thinking about my baby, that's Marvin Gaye. 8:46,
and Kevin O'Neill. 14 in front of 9 o'clock. Temperature is 30. We're looking for a high of about 30 today. We're there already almost. Practically there. And low to overnight near 13. Cloudy, cold overnight. Scattered showers tomorrow. Mix with snow. And a high of 32. 29 of Barbara Streisand. WDRQ.
Best to you this season from Tech Hi-Fi.
Tech Hi-Fi's Best is on sale this week, including BSR 883 tower loudspeakers for only $120 each, and that's only at Tech Hi-Fi.
Well, that's...
FM 93 WDRQ Detroit. It's 9 o'clock with Kevin O'Neill on the official Jazz Singer Premier Station. FM 93 WDRQ, get back to the Beatles at 9:03 with Kevin O'Neill. Please remember our Sunday night tribute to John Lennon. We got the music of John Lennon, plus an exclusive interview on the final day of his life from the RKO Radio Network. Sunday night from 6 until 9, and it is an exclusive. You'll hear it only right here on WDRQ.
Fall into the gap.
Guys, Levi's flare denim jeans are only $13.95, and Gap Kids cords at just $10.95. Sizes 8 to 14, Gap Kids cords only $10.95. Hurry, because the sale ends December 16. That, of course, Terry David Mulligan, your friend and mine. I finally found out who he is. He's on Canadian television. You can catch him on Channel 9 every once in a while, usually late night after football highlights of the Nova Scotia Norseman Prince Edward Island Islanders game. Things like that.
Get your WDRQ bumper sticker on now. Available at all Federal Appliance locations, the Ski and Tennis Barn locations, the Record Cellar, Worldwide Stereo, all Harmony House stores, Players Lounge, all Bad Record locations, and all Bavarian Village ski shops.
Neil Diamond from the Jazz Singer, a motion picture you may be seeing with us 1 week from tomorrow night, Thursday, December 18th.
Thursday, December 18th. Details coming up on WDRQ.
FM 93 WDRQ, the midnight hour is the time that you can begin winning tickets to see the Jazz Singer. From us to you, WDRQ 908, Kevin O'Neill and Cool of the Gang with Celebration. FM 93 WDRQ at a celebration from Cool of the Gang at 11 past 9. Northbound Chrysler at Kniff. We got an accident with police and fire on the scene right now. Traffic both northbound and southbound in that area is slowed and or stopping, so be careful. Also, westbound on the 4 this morning at Springfield, just a little bit west of Connor, there's a disabled car kind of hobbling along with a walker, partially blocking the left-hand lane.
Party plans by calling Northville Downs now.
Those really important people. So this Christmas, choose a gift to reflect the very special way you feel. From Lakeside.
There's a festive selection of very special gifts this Christmas at Crowley's, Hudson's, JCPenney, Lord & Taylor, Sears, and over 150 specialty stores at Lakeside. That's M59 and Sterling Heights. Of course, you remember Lord & Taylor, that great comedy team of the 60s, seen weekly on the Hollywood Palace. Kenny Rogers on WDRQ.
Lady.
FM 93 WDRQ 917 with Kevin O'Neill. It's Wednesday, December 10. Another big day of Christmas shopping ahead for me. Cannot wait to get out there, walk around the malls, watch little kids with runny noses being pulled around by the ears by their parents, and seeing some guy who's built like Don Knotts, dressed up as Santa Claus, wearing a beard on his neck, hanging down by strings you can see around his ears, ringing a bell in front of a kettle, yawning and looking like he can't wait to go home for the day. That's all in store for me today. Exile, Kiss You All Over from WDRQ.
We ought to take it easy.
FM 93 WDRQ, don't let the sound of your wheels drive you crazy. Take it into Mr. Goodwrench. How come Mr. Goodwrench never looks like the guy they have on TV? Whenever you take it in, you get some poor guy who's about 300 pounds, red face, looks like he's just off of a four-day binge. This is Earth, Wind, and Fire right now. You.
You
FM 93 WDRQ.
Just let me hear some other one to dance with me. Don't get to hear them play it.
FM 93 WDRQ, they took the music of one of their all-time idols, Chuck Berry, and put it into their own music and came up with the Beatles version of rock and roll music at 9:37 from WDRQ with Kevin O'Neill. Coming up in just a couple of moments, it's the always informational yet sometimes controversial news of the future.
Hotel. Get it on Epic Records and Tapes.
That's available at all 13 Harmony House stores in the Hoover 11 Center, Warren, and in the Southgate Shopping Center in Southgate. Hello, little girl.
I am Tosana, a princess. Build the love we made and the tears we shed in the name of freedom.
Last Flower, more than an historical novel, more than a romance. Last Flower, it's something new. From pocketbooks.
It's 9:39, and that's time for FM 93's News of the Future, an in-depth look at headlines the way they'll appear a couple, two, three, four, 5 years from now. On this December 10, 1980, let's check the headlines on this date 32 years from today, December 10, 2012. Well, it's been a long wait for the fans, but lead singer Jimmy Page of the rock group Led Zeppelin has finally announced that that group will continue to perform. The 66-year-old Page, who for the past 5 years has done little with the exception of his endorsements for Porcelana, said he's excited about that decision. Since Page is the only surviving member of the original Led Zeppelin group, there will be new faces on stage, according to Led Zeppelin managers Ricky Schroeder and Scott Baio. Zeppelin fans will get a chance to see and hear their group on January 12th at the Thomas Hearns Arena downtown. Tickets for the postponed 1995 concert will be honored at that date. A special noontime rally will be held today at Hart Plaza, marking the 10th anniversary of Congress's abolition of Christmas. You'll recall that because of increased opposition from the ACLU, Christmas was declared unconstitutional on this date in 1992, ending a holiday tradition enjoyed by many for years. Today's guest speaker will be New York Governor Madeline Murray O'Hare, who will lead the crowd in choruses of Away With Your Manger, Wreck the Halls, and her personal favorite, The Last Noel. Chrysler Chairman Lee Iacocca yesterday urged new car buyers to continue to buy American. Iacocca said that things are looking better all the time for the once floundering corporation. This, of course, may be due in part to Chrysler's unique advertising campaign begun in 1997, wherein new car buyers are urged to buy American not only on TV by Frank Sinatra, but by a personal visit from Sinatra's bodyguards. And finally, the state of California filed for secession from the United States yesterday, citing irreconcilable differences as the reason for the break. This has been FM 93's News of the Future, an in-depth look at headlines the way they'll be appearing on this date 32 years from today, December 10, 2012. Opinions expressed on News of the Future do not necessarily reflect those of Intelligent People or WDRQ. FM 93 WDRQ with Kevin O'Neill at 9:45. The answer is no time. Question is, how much is left on the game clock when the Pistons start to look alive? This is Bert Cummings of the Guess Who from WDRQ. FM 93 WDRQ with Kevin O'Neill. It's 3 in front of 10, and we'll get back together tomorrow morning between 6 and 10. You have a good day. Bill Garcia is coming up next.